University of Hawaii President David Lasner paid a visit to Mauna Kea over the weekend, and those who call themselves the protectors of the mountain are still holding their ground as they protest the building of the 30-meter telescope. In the headlines today, a deal said to have been worked out allowing limited cultural access in exchange for staff of other telescopes to resume work. This morning, HPR's Ku'uwe Hiraishi joins us to talk about how that conflict is playing out in our community. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So I think for the last 2 weeks of media reports and demonstrations statewide, sometimes the issue seems very simple, but it's actually really complex and sort of nuanced, right? So what we wanted to do is we reached out to folks to figure out what the decision-making process is for everyone out there, you know, because there are a number of folks who may not be decided just yet or who recently came out taking a stand on either side. So we wanted to hear from them, and we did hear from two interesting, voices here. So folks who initially opposed the project, but now have become big supporters, and also someone who was initially sort of indifferent to it and now is deciding to take a stand. So we spoke to Thane Curry, an astrophysicist who spent some of his time on the Subaru telescope up on Mauna Kea and has been there for about the last 5 years, a very vocal proponent of TMT, and talking through the process with him on how he got to be such a big supporter was really interesting, because I think initially he was thinking, I don't really know much about it. It's not really going to affect me personally right now, so I'm against it like everyone else. But he looked into it, figured out what exactly the benefits were to science of this telescope, what it could give back to the community. He said he's seen that with his own eyes, seeing the investment by TMT in STEM education for the Big Island, which is something that, you know, really sort of changed his heart in a way. But this is what he had to say about, I guess, that transition from not knowing where he stands to where he stands now.
When people base their opinions sometimes on their fears, when there's a lack of information, you can totally understand why they would be, some people would feel threatened or would oppose the TMT. Some people still oppose it even after they have proper information about its background for different reasons, but we do see a bit of a shift. The reason why I've gone from just supporting the project to really kind of advocating for it is that I've seen with my own eyes how TMT has benefited the community. It is doing good here, and it's being a good neighbor.
Now, he was saying sort of the biggest turning point in that decision making was the second review by the state Supreme Court in granting the permit or in approving the permit to build. So after that process where they, you know, had the contested case hearings and everyone sort of got to vent and share their opposition, and the state Supreme Court essentially sanctioned the project, that's when he was like, okay, I think this end product or the final permit with all the special conditions and conditions for the building is a good compromise. And, you know, he was willing to support it after that.
And be vocal about it.
And yeah, be vocal yeah. about it. So this is, yeah, he started a group called Yes to TMT, and he's been very, yes, active in sort of community engagement and outreach, especially with those over there on the Big Island. So for the other individual that we had for this piece, it was the 2015 demonstrations that ultimately made her question her position. So Aurora Kagawa Viviani is a Native Hawaiian scientist. She's worked in various STEM fields over the last 20 years. But she sort of grew up here. Her mom was a chemist at UH for 30 years. And she's always kind of grappled with her identity as a Native Hawaiian, but also a scientist. Because mom, in her eyes, was sort of a scientist from 9 to 5 on the weekdays, and then was Hawaiian at home. Or there was sort of this boxing of the culture. And she was sort of, when she heard of the TMT coming to town, she thought it was inevitable. This is a great, you know, scientific tool. I don't see how this could possibly not be a good thing for us here in Hawaii. But after the 2015 demonstrations and sort of the contested case hearing and some of the issues that were brought up by those calling themselves Kia'i or protectors, she started to question her role, I think, as a scientist and, I guess, the ethics that come along with doing science here in Hawaii. That's something that she really kind of grappled with and pushed her into sort of advocating for what is being called pono science. So the idea of scientists being able to do science, but ensuring that that connection with the community isn't jeopardized. So here's Kagawa Viviani.
When all of this gets framed again and over again, culture versus science, or science versus culture, or progress versus backwardness, what really, I think, upset a lot of us who are in the sciences, and not just Hawaiians, but I think graduate students who believe that our disciplines can be more just, equitable, it can be really detrimental, and it's really polarizing elements of our community. And I think it's really not about science and culture, but it's absolutely about history, power, and to get say. And how our research gets done, and what are, you know, who are we accountable to when we conduct research in Hawaii?
So that's, yeah, that's, I mean, for some, everyone's sort of going to have their own journey to that final conclusion if they ever do really take a stand on either side of this issue. But I think for Kagawa Viviani, it's very personal. It's an idea of identity and what it is to be a scientist here. Curry, who we were talking with earlier, had a great sort of summation of that idea of how personal it is for some folks that are in on this fight. For him himself, when he first got, like we were saying, when he first got here, thinking about how connected you are to this community, there are moments where you can sort of be, oh, I'm going to be indifferent and it's not going to affect me. But I think over the last 2 weeks, a lot of folks have sort of come through, coming out of the closet, so to say, no, I really want this telescope here. This is for my kids, and this is for the economy. And then you've got folks saying, you know, we don't want further desecration. But Curry sort of, I guess, really summarizes that idea of how that difference is there for those who feel that it's personal.
You know, it's always possible for me to use a different telescope somewhere else. You know, Mauna Kea is the best site on the planet for astronomy, and I believe what we're wanting to do here with TMT is something that's inspiring. But in principle, you know, I could just sort of withdraw from the controversy. And I think we have to understand that people who've been here for generations, they really can't withdraw from this issue. It's personal in a way that I don't think is personal with astronomers.
So when you think about there are, I think the word silent majority has been thrown around. There are folks who have not yet come out or who don't want to share their personal opinions on the matter because of that sort of fear of retaliation is something that I think we will possibly see more of as this sort of unfolds. I think folks are hearing both sides of the argument and then jumping in and saying, no, I want to take a stand on this. I think it's really important.
Yeah, the comment about how it's really about the history and power in Hawaii versus just the building of a 9-story telescope. It's just, yeah, just really interesting. And I know just from being out in the community, you know, I've heard discussions at the service station in my neighborhood.
That's right.
You know, at church, they were praying for rest, for the unrest on the mountain, not being political, but just realizing that there is this tension out there. And so, you know, whether it's a concert that you go to, there's always some discussion about what's going on the mountain.
Yeah, and I think that's playing a big part in folks deciding to take a stand or needing to feel like they need to say something about it. It's because it's been pretty pervasive. And yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with HPR's Kuve Hirishi about how some have changed their position with the building of a new telescope on Mauna Kea.